or provided for the host that was in peril, through grace alone, and not that it was worthy. And, as was said, he to his bride brought succour with champions twain, at whose deed, at whose word, the straggling people were together drawn. Within that region where the sweet west wind rises to open the new leaves, wherewith Europe is seen to clothe herself afresh, not far off from the beating of the waves, behind which in his long career the sun sometimes conceals himself from every man, in situate the fortunate Kalahora, under protection of the mighty shield in which the lion's subject is and sovereign, therein was born the amorous paramour of Christian faith, the athlete consecrate, kind to his own and cruel to his foes. And when it was created, was his mind replete with such a living energy that in his mother her it made prophetic. As soon as the espousals were complete between him and the faith at holy font, where they with mutual safety dowered each other, the woman, who for him had given assent, saw in a dream the admirable fruit that issue would from him and from his heirs. And that he might be construed as he was, a spirit from this place went forth to name him with his possessive, whose he wholly was. Dominic was he called, and him I speak of even as of the husbandman whom Christ elected to his garden to assist him. Envoy and servant, sooth, he seemed of Christ, for the first love made manifest in him was the first counsel that was given by Christ. Silent and wakeful, many a time was he discovered by his nurse upon the ground, as if he would have said, "For this I came." O thou his father, Felix, verily, O thou his mother, verily, Joanna, if this, interpreted, means as is said, not for the world which people toil for now in following Ustiense and Tadeo, but through his longing after the true manna, he in short time became so great a teacher that he began to go about the vineyard, which fadeth soon, if faithless be the dresser, and of the sea, that once was more benignant unto the righteous poor, not through itself, but him who sits there and degenerates, not to dispense or two or three for six, not any fortune of first vacancy, non decimus quae sunt pauperum dei, he asked for, but against the errant world permission to do battle for the seed, of which these 24 plants surround thee. Then with the doctrine and the will together, with office apostolical, he moved, like torrent which some lofty vein outpresses. And in among the shoots heretical his impetus with greater fury smote, wherever the resistance was the greatest. Of him were made thereafter divers runnels, whereby the garden Catholic is watered, so that more living its plantations stand, if such the one weal of the bigger was, in which the Holy Church itself defended, and in the field its civic battle won, truly full manifest should be to thee the excellence of the other, unto whom Thomas so courteous was before my coming. But still the orbit, which the highest part of its circumference made, is derelict, so that the mould is where was once the crust. His family, that had straightforward moved with feet upon his footprints, are turned round so that they set the point upon the heel, and soon aware they will be of the harvest of this bad husbandry, when shall the tares complain the granary is taken from them. Yet, say I, he who searcheth leaf by leaf our volume through, would still some page discover where he could read, "I am as I am wont." 'Twill not be from Casal, nor Aquasparta, from whence come such unto the written word that one avoids it and the other narrows. Bonaventure of Bagnoregio's life am I, who always in great offices postponed considerations sinister. Here are Illuminato and Agostino, who of the first barefooted beggars were that with the cord the friends of God became. Hugh of St. Victor is among them here, and Peter Mangiador, and Peter of Spain, who down below in volumes 12 is shining. Nathan the seer, and Metropolitan Chrysostom, and Anselmus, and Donatus, who deigned to lay his hand to the first art. Here is Rabanus, and beside me here shines the Calabrian abbot Joachim, he with the spirit of prophecy endowed. To celebrate so great a paladin have moved me the impassioned courtesy and the discreet discourses of Friar Thomas, and with me they have moved this company.
Paradise. Canto 13. Let him imagine who would well conceive what now I saw, and let him, while I speak, retain the image as a steadfast rock, the 15 stars that in their divers regions the sky enliven with a light so great that it transcends all clusters of the air. Let him the wane imagine, unto which our vault of heaven sufficeth night and day, so that in turning of its pole it fails not. Let him the mouth imagine of the horn that in the point beginneth of the axis round about which the primal wheel revolves, to have fashioned of themselves two signs in heaven, like unto that which Minos's daughter made the moment when she felt the frost of death. And one to have its rays within the other, and both to whirl themselves in such a manner that one should forward go, the other backward. And he will have some shadowing forth of that true constellation and the double dance that circled round the point at which I was. Because it is as much beyond our wont, as swifter than the motion of the Kiana moveth the heaven that all the rest outspeeds. There sang they neither Bacchus nor Apollo, but in the divine nature persons three, and in one person the divine and human. The singing and the dance fulfilled their measure, and unto us those holy lights gave need, growing in happiness from care to care. Then broke the silence of those saints concordant the light in which the admirable life of God's own mendicant was told to me, and said, "Now that one straw is trodden out, now that its seed is garnered up already, sweet love invites me to thresh out the other. Into that bosom thou believest, whence was drawn the rib to form the beauteous cheek whose taste to all the world is costing dear, and into that which, by the lance transfixed, before and since, such satisfaction made that it weighs down the balance of all sin, whate'er of light it has to human nature been lawful to possess, was all infused by the same power that both of them created. And hence at what I said above dost wonder, when I narrated that no second had the good which in the fifth light is enclosed. Now ope thine eyes to what I answer thee, and thou shalt see thy creed and my discourse fit in the truth as centre in a circle. That which can die, and that which dieth not, are nothing but the splendour of the idea which by his love our Lord brings into being, because that living light which from its fount effulgent flows, so that it disunites not from him nor from the love in them entrined, through its own goodness reunites its rays in nine substances, as in a mirror, itself eternally remaining one. Thence it descends to the last potencies, downward from act to act becoming such that only brief contingencies it makes. And these contingencies I hold to be things generated, which the heaven produces by its own motion, with seed and without. Neither their wax nor that which tempers it remains immutable, and hence beneath the ideal signet more and less shines through. Therefore it happens that the selfsame tree after its kind bears worse and better fruit, and ye are born with characters diverse. If in perfection tempered were the wax, and were the heaven in its supremest virtue, the brilliance of the seal would all appear. But nature gives it ever more deficient, in the like manner working as the artist, who has the skill of art and hand that trembles. If then the fervent love, the vision clear, of primal virtue do dispose and seal, perfection absolute is there acquired. Thus was of old the earth created, worthy of all and every animal perfection. And thus the virgin was impregnate made. So that thine own opinion I commend, that human nature never yet has been, nor will be, what it was in those two persons. Now, if no farther forth I should proceed, then in what way was he without a peer? Would be the first beginning of thy words. But that may well appear what now appears not. Think who he was, and what occasion moved him to make request when it was told him, ask. I've not so spoken that thou canst not see clearly he was a king who asked for wisdom, that he might be sufficiently a king. 'Twas not to know the number in which are the motors here above, or if necessi, with a contingent here necessi make. Non si es dare primum motum esse, or if in semicircle can be made triangle, so that it have no right angle. Whence, if thou notest this and what I said, a regal prudence is that peerless seeing in which the shaft of my intention strikes. And if on rose thou turnest thy clear eyes, thou'lt see that it has reference alone to kings who are many and the good are rare. With this distinction take thou what I said, and thus it can consist with thy belief of the first father and of our delight. And led shall this be always to thy feet, to make thee, like a weary man, move slowly both to the yes and no thou seest not. For very low among the fools is he who affirms without distinction, or denies as well in one as in the other case. Because it happens that full often bends current opinion in the false direction, and then the feelings bind the intellect. Far more than uselessly he leaves the shore, since he returneth not the same he went, who fishes for the truth and has no skill. And in the world proofs manifest thereof, Parmenides, Melissus, Brissus are, and many who went on and knew not whither. Thus did Sibelius, Arius, and those fools who have been even as swords unto the scriptures, in rendering, distorted their straight faces. Nor yet shall people be too confident in judging even as he is who doth count the corn in field, or ever it be ripe. For I have seen all went along the thorn first show itself intractable and fierce, and after bear the rose upon its top. And I have seen a ship direct and swift run o'er the sea throughout its course entire, to perish at the harbour's mouth at last. Let not Dame Bertha nor Sir Martin think, seeing one steal, another offering make, to see them in the arbitrament divine. For one may rise, and fall the other may.
Paradise. Canto 14. From center unto rim, from rim to center, in a round vase the water moves itself, as from without 'tis struck,
or from within. Into my mind upon a sudden dropped what I am saying, at the moment when silent became the glorious life of Thomas, because of the resemblance that was born of his discourse and that of Beatrice, whom, after him, it pleased thus to begin.
This man has need, and does not tell you so, nor with the voice, nor even in his thought, of going to the root of one truth more. Declare unto him if the light wherewith blossoms your substance shall remain with you eternally the same that it is now. And if it do remain, say in what manner, after ye are again made visible, it can be that it injure not your sight.
As by a greater gladness urged and drawn, they who are dancing in a ring sometimes uplift their voices and their motions quicken, so at that orison devout and prompt, the holy circles a new joy displayed in their revolving and their wondrous song. Whoso lamenteth him that here we die, that we may live above, has never there seen the refreshment of the eternal reign. The one and two and three, whoever liveth and reigneth ever in three and two and one, not circumscribed, and all things circumscribing, three several times was chanted by each one among those spirits with such melody that for all merit it were just reward. And in the lustre most divine of all, the lesser ring, I heard a modest voice, such as perhaps the angel's was to Mary, answer,
"As long as the festivity of paradise shall be, so long our love shall radiate round about us such a vesture. Its brightness is proportioned to the ardour to the vision, and the vision equals what grace it has above its worth. When, glorious and sanctified, our flesh is reassumed, then shall our persons be more pleasing by their being all complete. For we'll increase whate'er bestows on us of light gratuitous, the good supreme, light which enables us to look on him. Therefore the vision must perforce increase, increase the ardour from which that is kindled, increase the radiance which from this proceeds. But even as a coal that sends forth flame, and by its vivid whiteness overpowers it so that its own appearance it maintains, thus the effulgence that surrounds us now shall be o'erpowered in aspect by the flesh, which still today the earth doth cover up. Nor can so great a splendour weary us, for strong will be the organs of the body to everything which hath the power to please us."
So sudden and alert appeared to me both one and the other choir to say Amen, that well they showed desire for their dead bodies. Nor so for them, perhaps, but for the mothers, the fathers, and the rest who had been dear or ever they became eternal flames. And lo, all round about of equal brightness arose a lustre over what was there, like an horizon that is clearing up. And as at rise of early eve begin along the welkin new appearances, so that the sight seems real and unreal, it seemed to me that new substances began there to be seen, and make a circle outside the other two circumferences. O very sparkling of the Holy Spirit, how sudden and incandescent it became unto mine eyes that vanquished bore it not! But Beatrice, so beautiful and smiling, appeared to me that with the other sights that followed not my memory, I must leave her. Then to uplift themselves, mine eyes resumed the power, and I beheld myself translated to higher salvation with my lady only. Well was I aware that I was more uplifted by the enkindled smiling of the star, that seemed to me more ruddy than its wont. With all my heart, and in that dialect which is the same in all, such holocaust to God I made as the new grace beseemed. And not yet from my bosom was exhausted the ardour of sacrifice, before I knew this offering was accepted and auspicious. for with so great a lustre and so red, splendors appeared to me in twofold rays. I said, O Helios, who dost so adorn them? Even as distinct with less and greater lights glimmers between the two poles of the world the galaxy that maketh wise men doubt, thus constellated in the depths of Mars, those rays described the venerable sign that quadrants joining in a circle make. Here doth my memory overcome my genius, for on that cross as leaven gleamed forth Christ, so that I cannot find ensample worthy. But he who takes his cross and follows Christ again will pardon me what I omit, seeing in that aurora lighten Christ. From horn to horn, and twixt the top and base, lights were in motion, brightly scintillating as they together met and passed each other. Thus, level and aslant, and swift and slow, we here behold, renewing still the sight, the particles of bodies long and short, across the sunbeam move, wherewith is listed sometimes the shade, for which their own defense people with cunning and with art contrive. And as a lute and harp, accordant, strung with many strings, a dulcet tinkling make to him by whom the notes are not distinguished, so from the lights that there to me appeared, upgathered through the cross a melody, which rapt me, not distinguishing the hymn. Well was I ware it was of lofty lord, because there came to me, Arise and conquer, as unto him who hears and comprehends not. So much enamored I became therewith, that until then there was not anything that e'er had fettered me with such sweet bonds. Perhaps my word appears somewhat too bold, postponing the delight of those fair eyes into which gazing my desire has rest. But who bethinks him that the living seals of every beauty grow in power ascending, and that I there had not turned round to those, can me excuse, if I myself accuse, to excuse myself, and see that I speak truly. For here the holy joy is not disclosed, because ascending it becomes more pure.
Paradise. Canto 15. A will benign, in which reveals itself ever the love that righteously inspires, as in the iniquitous cupidity, silence imposed upon that dulcet lyre, and quieted the consecrated chords that heaven's right hand doth tighten and relax. How unto just entreaties shall be deaf those substances which, to give me desire of praying them, with one accord grew silent? 'Tis well that without end he should lament, who for the love of thing that doth not last eternally despoils him of that love. As through the pure and tranquil evening air there shoots from time to time a sudden fire, moving the eyes that steadfast were before, and seems to be a star that changeth place, except that in the part where it is kindled nothing is missed, and this endureth little. So from the horn that to the right extends unto that cross's foot, there ran a star out of the constellation shining there. Nor was the gem discovered from its ribbon, but down the radiant fillet ran along, so that fire seemed it behind alabaster. Thus piteous did Anchises' shade reach forward, if any faith our greatest muse deserve, when in Elysium he his son perceived. O sanguis meus, O superinfusa gratia Dei, sicut tibi, cui bis unquam cili janua reclusa? Thus that effulgence, whence I gave it heed, then round unto my lady turned my sight, and on this side and that was stupefied.
for in her eyes was burning such a smile that with mine own methought I'd touched the bottom both of my grace and of my paradise. Then, pleasant to the hearing and the sight, the spirit joined to its beginning things I understood not, so profound it spake. Nor did it hide itself from me by choice, but by necessity, for its conception above the mark of mortals set itself. And when the bow of burning sympathy was so far slackened that its speech descended towards the mark of our intelligence, the first thing that was understood by me was, "Benedict be thou, O Trine and One, who hast unto my seed so courteous been." And it continued, "Hunger long and grateful, drawn from the reading of the mighty volume wherein is never changed the white nor dark, thou hast appeased my son within this light in which I speak to thee, by grace of her who to this lofty flight with plumage clothed thee. Thou thinkest that to me thy thought doth pass from him who is the first, as from the unit, if that be known, ray out the 5 and 6. And therefore, who I am thou askest not, and why I seem more joyous unto thee than any other of this gladsome crowd. Thou think'st the truth, because the small and great of this existence look into the mirror wherein before thou think'st thy thought thou showest. But that the sacred love in which I watch with sight perpetual, and which makes me thirst with sweet desire, may better be fulfilled. Now let thy voice secure and frank and glad proclaim the wishes, the desire proclaim, to which my answer is decreed already." To Beatrice I turned me, and she heard before I spake and smiled to me a sign that made the wings of my desire increase. Then in this wise began I, "Love and knowledge, when on you dawn the first equality of the same weight for each of you became, for in the sun which lighted you and burned with heat and radiance, they so equal are that all similitudes are insufficient. But among mortals will and argument, for reason that to you is manifest, diversely feathered in their opinions are. Whence I, who mortal am, feel in myself this inequality, so give not thanks, save in my heart, for this paternal welcome. Truly do I entreat thee, living topaz, set in this precious jewel as a gem, that thou wilt satisfy me with thy name. O leaf of mine, in whom my pleasure took e'en while awaiting, I was thine own root." Such a beginning he in answer made me, then said to me, "That one from whom is named thy race, and who 100 years and more has circled round the mount on the first cornice, a son of mine and thy great-grandsire was. Well, it behoves thee that the long fatigue thou shouldst for him make shorter with thy works. Florence, within the ancient boundary from which she taketh still her tierce and nuns, abode in quiet, temperate, and chaste. No golden chain she had, nor coronal, nor lady shod with sandal shoon, nor girdle that caught the eye more than the person did. Not yet the daughter at her birth struck fear into the father, for the time and hour did not o'errun this side or that the measure. No houses had she void of families, not yet had thither come Sardanapalus to show what in a chamber can be done. Not yet surpassed had Monte Marlo been by your Ucula Toyo, which surpassed shall in its downfall be as in its rise. Valencion Berti saw I go begirt with leather and with bone, and from the mirror his dame depart without a painted face. And him of Nerli saw, and him of Vecchio, contented with their simple suits of buff, and with the spindle and the flax their dames. O fortunate women,
and each one was certain of her own burial-place, and none as yet forsake of France was in her bed deserted. One o'er the cradle kept her studious watch, and in her lullaby the language used that first delights the fathers and the mothers. Another, drawing tresses from her distaff, told o'er among her family the tales of Trojans and of Thessaly and Rome. As great a marvel then would have been held a Lapo Saltarello, a Changela, as Cincinnatus or Cornelia now. To such a quiet, such a beautiful life of the citizen, to such a safe community, and to so sweet an inn, did Mary give me, with loud cries invoked, and in your ancient baptistry, at once Christian and Cacciaguida, I became. Moronto was my brother, and Eliseo. From Val di Pado came to me my wife, and from that place thy surname was derived. I followed afterward the Emperor Conrad, and he begirt me of his chivalry, so much I pleased him with my noble deeds. I followed in his train against that law's iniquity, whose people doth usurp your just possession through your pastor's fault. There, by that execrable race, was I released from bonds of the fallacious world, the love of which defileth many souls, and came from martyrdom unto this peace.
Paradise. Canto 16. O thou, our poor nobility of blood, if thou dost make the people glory in thee down here where our affection languishes, a marvelous thing it ne'er will be to me. For there, where appetite is not perverted, I say in heaven, of thee I made a boast. Truly thou art a cloak that quickly shortens, so that unless we piece thee day by day, time goeth round about thee with his shears. With you, which Rome was first to tolerate, wherein her family less perseveres, yet once again my words beginning made. Whence Beatrice, who stood somewhat apart, smiling, appeared like unto her who coughed at the first failing writ of Guinevere. And I began, "You are my ancestor. You give to me all hardihood to speak. You lift me so that I am more than I. So many rivulets with gladness fill my mind, that of itself it makes a joy, because it can endure this and not burst. Then tell me, my beloved root ancestral, who were your ancestors, and what the years that in your boyhood chronicled themselves? Tell me about the sheepfold of St. John, how large it was, and who the people were within it worthy of the highest seats. As at the blowing of the winds a coal quickens to flame, so I beheld that light becoming resplendent at my blandishments. And as unto mine eyes it grew more fair, with voice more sweet and tender, but not in this modern dialect, it said to me, from uttering of the Ave, till the birth in which my mother, who is now a saint, of me was lightened, who had been her burden, unto its lion had this fire returned 550 times and 30 more, to re-inflame itself beneath his paw. My ancestors and I, our birthplace, had, where first is found the last ward of the city, by him who runneth in your annual game. Suffice it of my elders to hear this, but who they were, and whence they thither came, silence is more considerate than speech. All those who at that time were there between Mars and the Baptist, fit for bearing arms, were a fifth part of those who now are living. But the community that now is mixed with Campi and Certaldo and Figine,
pure in the lowest artisan was seen. Oh, how much better 'twere to have as neighbours the folk of whom I speak, and at Guluzzo and at Trespiano have your boundary, than have them in the town, and bear the stench of our Guglione's churl, and him of Signa, who has sharp eyes for trickery already. Had not the folk, which most of all the world degenerates, been a stepdame unto Caesar, but as a mother to her son Benignant, some who turn Florentines and trade and discount would have gone back again to Simifonte, there where their grandsires went about as beggars. At Montemurlo still would be the counts, the Cerchi in the parish of Acone, perhaps in Val di Grieve of the Buondelmonte. Ever the intermingling of the people has been the source of malady in cities, as in the body food it surfeits on. And a blind bull more headlong plunges down than a blind lamb, and very often cuts better and more a single sword than five. If loony thou regard, and Ubisaglia, how they have passed away, and how are passing Chiusi and Sinigaglia after them, to hear how races waste themselves away, will seem to thee no novel thing, nor hard, seeing that even cities have an end. All things of yours have their mortality, even as yourselves, but it is hidden in some that a long while endure, and lives are short. And as the turning of the lunar heaven covers and bears the shores without a pause, in the like manner fortune does with Florence. Therefore should not appear a marvellous thing what I shall say of the great Florentines, of whom the fame is hidden in the past. I saw the Ughi, saw the Catalini, Filippi, Greci, Ormani, and Alberici, even in their fall, illustrious citizens, and saw, as mighty as they ancient were, with him of La Sanella, him of Arca, and Soldania, Ardinghi, and Bustichi. Near to the gate that is at present laden with a new felony of so much weight that soon it shall be jetsam from the bark, the Ravagnani were, from whom descended the Count Guido, and whoe'er the name of the great Bellinchione since hath taken. He of La Pressa knew the art of ruling already, and already Gagliaio had hilt and pommel gilded in his house. Mighty already was the column Ver, Sacchetti, Giochi, Pifant, and Brucchi, and Galli, and they who for the bushel blush. The stock from which were the Calfucci born was great already, and already chosen to curule chairs the Sisii and Arigucchi. Oh, how beheld I those who are undone by their own pride! And how the balls of gold Florence enflowered in all their mighty deeds. So likewise did the ancestors of those who evermore, when vacant is your church, fatten by staying in consistory. The insolent race that like a dragon follows whoever flees, and unto him that shows his teeth or purse is gentle as a lamb, already rising was, but from low people, so that it pleased not Ubertine Donato that his wife's father should make him their kin. Already had Caponsacco to the market from Fesole descended, and already Giuda and Infangato were good burghers. I'll tell a thing incredible, but true. One entered the small circuit by a gate, which from the Della Pera took its name. Each one that bears the beautiful escutcheon of the great baron whose renown and name the festival of Thomas keepeth fresh, knighthood and privilege from him received. though with the populace unites himself today the man who binds it with a border. Already were Gualtarotti and Importuni, and still more quiet would the Borgo be if, with new neighbours, it remained unfed. The house from which is born your lamentation, through just disdain that death among you brought and put an end unto your joyous life, was honoured in itself and its companions. O Buondelmonte, how in evil hour thou fledst the bridal at another's promptings! Many would be rejoicing who are sad, if God had thee surrendered to the Aymer the first time that thou camest to the city. But it behoved the mutilated stone which guards the bridge, that Florence should provide a victim in her latest hour of peace. With all these families, and others with them, Florence beheld I in so great repose, that no occasion had she whence to weep. With all these families beheld so just and glorious her people, that the lily never upon the spear was placed reversed, nor by division was vermilion made.
Paradise. Canto 17.
As came to Clymene, to be made certain of that which he had heard against himself, he who makes fathers chary still to children, even such was I, and such was I perceived by Beatrice and by the holy light that first on my account had changed its place. Therefore my lady said to me, "Send forth the flame of thy desire, so that it issue imprinted well with the internal stamp. Not that our knowledge may be greater made by speech of thine, but to accustom thee to tell thy thirst, that we may give thee drink. O my beloved tree, that so dost lift thee, that even as minds terrestrial perceive no triangle containeth two obtuse, so thou beholdest the contingent things, ere in themselves they are, fixing thine eyes upon the point in which all times are present. While I was with Virgilius conjoined upon the mountain that the souls doth heal, and when descending into the dead world were spoken to me of my future life some grievous words, although I feel myself in sooth foursquare against the blows of chance. On this account my wish would be content to hear what fortune is approaching me, because foreseen an arrow comes more slowly."
Thus did I say unto that selfsame light that unto me had spoken before, and even as Beatrice willed was my own will confessed. Not in vague phrase in which the foolish folk ensnared themselves of old, ere yet was slain the Lamb of God who taketh sins away, but with clear words and unambiguous language responded that paternal love, hid and revealed by its own proper smile. "Contingency, that outside of the volume of your materiality extends not, is all depicted in the eternal aspect. Necessity, however, thence it takes not, except as from the eye in which 'tis mirrored, a ship that with the current down descends. From thence, e'en as there cometh to the ear sweet harmony from an organ, comes in sight to me the time that is preparing for thee. As forth from Athens went Hippolytus, by reason of his stepdame false and cruel, so thou from Florence must perforce depart. Already this is willed, and this is sought for, and soon it shall be done by him who thinks it, where every day the Christ is bought and sold. The blame shall follow the offended party in outcry, as is usual, but the vengeance shall witness to the truth that doth dispense it, thou shalt abandon everything beloved most tenderly. And this the arrow is which first the bow of banishment shoots forth. Thou shalt have proof how savoureth of salt the bread of others, and how hard a road the going down and up another's stairs. And that which most shall weigh upon thy shoulders will be the bad and foolish company with which into this valley thou shalt fall. For all ingrate, all mad and impious will they become against thee, but soon after they, and not thou, shall have the forehead scarlet. Of their bestiality their own proceeding shall furnish proof. So 'twill be well for thee, a party, to have made thee by thyself. Thine earliest refuge and thine earliest inn shall be the mighty Lombard's courtesy, who on the ladder bears the holy bird, who such benign regard shall have for thee, that twixt you twain, in doing and in asking, that shall be first which is with others lust. With him shalt thou see one who at his birth has by this star of strength been so impressed, that notable shall his achievements be. Not yet the people are aware of him through his young age, since only 9 years yet around about him have these wheels revolved. But ere the Gascon cheat the noble Henry, some sparkles of his virtue shall appear in caring not for silver nor for toil. So recognized shall his magnificence become hereafter that his enemies will not have power to keep mute tongues about it. On him rely, and on his benefits. By him shall many people be transformed, changing condition, rich and mendicant. And written in thy mind thou hints shalt bear of him, but shalt not say it. And things said he incredible to those who shall be present. Then added, Son, these are the commentaries on what was said to thee. Behold the snares that are concealed behind few revolutions. Yet would I not thy neighbors thou shouldst envy, because thy life into the future reaches beyond the punishment of their perfidies. When by its silence showed that sainted soul that it had finished putting in the woof into that web which I had given it warped, began I, even as he who yearneth after, being in doubt, some counsel from a person who seeth, and uprightly wills and loves. Well see I, father mine, how spurreth on the time towards me such a blow to deal me as heaviest is to him who most gives way. Therefore with foresight it is well I arm me, that if the dearest place be taken from me, I may not lose the others by my songs. Down through the world of infinite bitterness, and o'er the mountain from whose beauteous summit the eyes of mine own lady lifted me, and afterward through heaven from light to light I have learned that which, if I tell again, will be a savour of strong herbs to many. And if I am a timid friend to truth, I fear lest I may lose my life with those who will hereafter call this time the olden. The light in which was smiling my own treasure, which there I had discovered, flashed at first as in the sunshine doth a golden mirror, then made reply, A conscience overcast, or with its own, or with another's shame, will taste, forsooth, the tartness of thy word. But, nevertheless, all falsehood laid aside, make manifest thy vision utterly, and let them scratch wherever is the itch. For if thine utterance shall offensive be at the first taste, a vital nutriment will leave thereafter when it is digested. This cry of thine shall do as doth the wind, which smiteth most the most exalted summits, and that is no slight argument of honour. Therefore are shown to thee, within these wheels, upon the mount and in the dolorous valley, only the souls that unto fame are known. because the spirit of the hearer rests not, nor doth confirm its faith by an example which has the root of it unknown and hidden, or other reason that is not apparent.
Paradise. Canto 18. Now was alone rejoicing in its word that soul beatified, and I was tasting my own, the bitter tampering with the sweet. And the lady who to God was leading me said,
"Change thy thought. Consider that I am near unto him who every wrong disburdens."
Unto the loving accents of my comfort I turned me round. And then what love I saw within those holy eyes I here relinquish. Not only that my language I distrust, but that my mind cannot return so far above itself unless another guide it. Thus much upon that point can I repeat, that her again beholding, my affection from every other longing was released. While the eternal pleasure which direct rayed upon Beatrice from her fair face contented me with its reflected aspect, conquering me with the radiance of a smile, she said to me,
"Turn thee about and listen. Not in mine eyes alone is paradise."
"Even as sometimes here do we behold the affection in the look, if it be such that all the soul is rapt away by it, so by the flaming of the effulgence holy to which I turned, I recognized therein the wish of speaking to me somewhat farther. And it began, 'In this fifth resting place, upon the tree that liveth by its summit, and I bears fruit and never loses leaf, are blessed spirits that below, ere yet they came to heaven, were of such great renown that every muse therewith would affluent be. Therefore look thou upon the cross's horns. He whom I now shall name will therein act what doth within a cloud its own swift fire.'
I saw athwart the cross a splendour drawn by naming Joshua, even as he did it, nor noted I the word before the deed, and at the name of the great Maccabee I saw another move itself revolving, and gladness was the whip unto that top. Likewise for Charlemagne and for Orlando, two of them my regard attentive followed, as followeth the eye its falcon flying. William thereafterward, and Renouard, and the Duke Godfrey did attract my sight along upon that cross, and Robert Giscard. Then moved and mingled with the other lights, the soul that had addressed me showed how great an artist was among the heavenly singers. To my right side I turned myself around, my duty to behold in Beatrice either by words or gesture signified. And so translucent I beheld her eyes, so full of pleasure, that her countenance surpassed its other and its latest wont. And as, by feeling greater delectation, a man in good from day to day becomes aware his virtue is increasing, so I became aware that my gyration with heaven together had increased its arc, that miracle beholding more adorned. And such as is the change in little lapse of time in a pale woman when her face is from the load of bashfulness unladen, such was it in mine eyes when I had turned, caused by the whiteness of the temperate star, the sixth, which to itself had gathered me. Within that jovial torch did I behold the sparkling of the love which was therein delineate our language to mine eyes. And even as birds uprisen from the shore, as in congratulation o'er their food, make squadrons of themselves, now round, now long, so from within those lights the holy creatures sang, flying to and fro, and in their figures made of themselves, now D, now I, Now, El, first singing, they to their own music moved. Then, one becoming of these characters, a little while they rested and were silent. O divine Pegasia, thou who genius dost glorious make, and render it long-lived, and this through thee the cities and the kingdoms, illumine me with thyself, that I may bring their figures out as I have them conceived. Apparent be thy power in these brief verses. Themselves then they displayed in 5 times 7 vowels and consonants, and I observed the parts as they seemed spoken unto me. Diligiti justitiatum, these were first verb and noun of all that was depicted. Qui judicatis terram were the last. Thereafter in the M of the 5th word remained they so arranged that Jupiter seemed to be silver there with gold inlaid. And other lights I saw descend where was the summit of the M, and pause there singing the good, I think, that draws them to itself. Then, as in striking upon burning logs, upward there fly innumerable sparks, whence fools are wont to look for auguries. More than 1,000 lights seemed thence to rise and to ascend, some more and others less, even as the sun that lights them had allotted. And each one being quiet in its place, the head and neck beheld I of an eagle delineated by that inlaid fire. He who there paints has none to be his guide, but himself guides, and is from him remembered that virtue which is form unto the nest. The other beatitude that contented seemed at first to bloom a lily on the M, by slight motion followed out the imprint. O gentle star, what and how many gems did demonstrate to me that all our justice effect is of that heaven which thou engemmest. Wherefore I pray the mind in which begin thy motion and thy virtue to regard whence comes the smoke that vitiates thy rays, so that a second time it now be wroth with buying and with selling in the temple, whose walls were built with signs and martyrdoms. O soldiery of heaven, whom I contemplate, implore for those who are upon the earth, all gone astray after the bad example. Once 'twas the custom to make war with swords, but now 'tis made by taking here and there the bread the pitying father shuts from none. Yet thou, who writest but to cancel, think that Peter and that Paul, who for this vineyard which thou art spoiling died, are still alive. Well canst thou say, so steadfast my desire is unto him who willed to live alone, and for a dance was led to martyrdom, that I know not the fisherman nor Paul.
Paradise. Canto 19. Appeared before me with its wings outspread, the beautiful image that in sweet fruition made jubilant the interwoven souls. Appeared a little ruby each, wherein ray of the sun was burning, so enkindled that each into mine eyes refracted it. And what it now behoves me to retrace, nor voice as e'er reported, nor ink written, nor was by fantasy e'er comprehended. For speak I saw, and likewise heard, the beak, and utter with its voice both I and my, when in conception it was we and our. And it began, being just and merciful, am I exalted here unto that glory which cannot be exceeded by desire. And upon earth I left my memory such that the evil-minded people there commend it, but continue not the story. So doth a single heat from many embers make itself felt, even as from many loves issued a single sound from out that image, whence I thereafter,
O perpetual flowers of the eternal joy, that only one make me perceive your odours manifold. Exhaling, break within me the great fast which a long season has in hunger held me, not finding for it any food on earth. Well do I know that if in heaven its mirror justice divine another realm doth make, yours apprehends it not through any veil. You know how I attentively address me to listen, and you know what is the doubt that is in me so very old a fast.
Even as a falcon issuing from his hood doth move his head, and with his wings applaud him, showing desire and making himself fine, so I become that standard which of lords was interwoven of the grace divine, with such songs as he knows who there rejoices. Then it began.
He who a compass turned on the world's outer verge, and who within it devised so much occult and manifest, could not the impress of his power so make on all the universe as that his word should not remain in infinite excess. And this makes certain that the first proud being, who was the paragon of every creature, by not awaiting light, fell immature. And hence appears it that each minor nature is scant receptacle unto that good which has no end, and by itself is measured. In consequence our vision, which perforce must be some ray of that intelligence with which all things whatever are replete, cannot in its own nature be so potent that it shall not its origin discern far beyond that which is apparent to it. Therefore into the justice sempiternal, the power of vision that your world receives, as I into the ocean penetrates. Which though it see the bottom near the shore, upon the deep perceives it not, and yet 'tis there. But it is hidden by the depth. There is no light but comes from the serene that never is o'ercast. Nay, it is darkness or shadow of the flesh, or else its poison. Amply to thee is opened now the cavern which has concealed from thee the living justice of which thou madest such frequent questioning. For, saidst thou, born a man is on the shore of Indus, and is none who there can speak of Christ, nor who can read, nor who can write. And all his inclinations and his actions are good, so far as human reason sees, without a sin in life or in discourse. He dieth unbaptized and without faith. Where is this justice that condemneth him? Where is his fault, if he do not believe? Now, who art thou, that on the beach wouldst sit in judgment at 1,000 miles away, with the short vision of a single span? Truly to him who with me subtilizes, if so the scripture were not over you, for doubting there were marvellous occasion. O animals terrene, O stolid minds, the primal will that in itself is good, near from itself the good supreme has moved. So much is just as is accordant with it. No good created draws it to itself, but it by raying forth occasions that. Even as above her nest goes circling round the stork when she has fed her little ones, and he who has been fed looks up at her, so lifted I my brows, and even such became the blessed image which its wings was moving by so many counsels urged. Circling around it sang, and said, as are my notes to thee who dost not comprehend them, such is the eternal judgment to you mortals. Those lucent splendours of the Holy Spirit grew quiet then, but still within the standard that made the Roman